It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's going on, motherfuckers?
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
The Aristocrats.
Streaming live on CWERadio.com.
The Aristocrats.
You can give us a call. What's that number?
732-361-CRAT.
That's 732-361-2728. That's a New Jersey number. That'll cost you if you're not around here.
Yeah.
So,
Canadians.
You're not around here.
Around here. I'm Derek with me as always. This is Matthew.
Where's the video?
Yeah. We have a huge computer here that doesn't work.
Yep.
Kevin.
You can't see me.
And Steven.
How you doing?
What's going on?
What's up?
Pause for laughter.
I'm going to start talking a little deeper.
You should do it.
Voice.
So what's going on, guys? No video today. Sorry.
Yeah, well, at least nobody will see me getting up frequently to get Pizza Hut.
A lot of pizza. We got Pizza Hut. We got wings. Hot wings.
Hot wings that my fingers are now turning orange from.
And
thanks, Derek.
Mrs. Rogers' famous deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs from Mrs. Rogers' neighborhood. Yeah, sorry. If somebody says they want wings, I get them hot wings. I didn't know you guys wanted...
Somebody says they want wings, I ask, what kind you want?
Oh, Matt. I'm going to go ahead and say I love the wings.
Thank you.
They're not bad.
I love them.
This is the only thing that I don't like about them is that the
Cheeto fingers?
The Cheeto fingers.
Yeah, that was
the only thing I don't like about
them. That's why I purposely ripped through them so that I could get my hands washed and be ready.
Yeah. So well, I will be washing my hands after.
Do what I did and just flate them clean.
Flate them.
Do the J cup. Not the J cup, but the J cup.
Captain Lou or Chris Candido?
We worked with a guy whose name was J cup. We'll just leave it at that. And he had no teeth.
No.
Well, he had like...
I had a couple.
He had some stalagmites and stalactites.
They were
strategically
placed.
He definitely had a shark grill.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were strategically placed to do...
Yes. He had these two little kind of like horns coming down his teeth.
Horns.
Pretty gross.
Horns.
But what he would do is he would grab the wing, like not the little drumstick.
Like the giant Ricola horns.
Yeah, exactly. And he would twist them and take out the bone, one of the bones, and then he would put the wing in between his two little rotten teeth and just take the meat right off the bone.
They looked like they were bleached afterwards.
Ew. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Bleached.
I don't know what he did with it once he got it in his mouth.
I want to know what he did with his real teeth.
Wow.
Well, if the chicken's tender enough that you could just slip one of the bones out, I'm sure it just falls apart in your mouth.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like pudding.
That's these wings that we just had were pretty fucking soggy.
Yeah, I can't do soggy wings.
They usually aren't.
Like, yeah. I could have used a regular straw to eat them.
Yeah.
And just suck the meat off the bone through a straw.
One day I got to break out the deep fryer.
All right.
Make us all some wings. Some real wings.
Weren't we supposed to deep fry like something?
Yeah, everything.
Cereal?
Cereal.
Beer.
Yeah. We're going to have a fry off.
Somebody say beer.
Hulk, Hulk, Hulk.
Gulp.
Somebody say Kraken?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to crack it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, beer.
So, what's going on, guys? There was another show last night.
Yep.
Always.
I heard Matt fucked up again.
Always.
Wow. It's hard to put the music together like a couple minutes before the show.
Yeah.
Well, now you know what Doc had to deal with.
Exactly.
Dude, Doc sat there for hours and did nothing.
Except play Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
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 I ruined my butt. Before the show?
Oh, yeah.
Ruined your butt?
Yeah. Well, every time before a show, the ring's up, so we run some drills and we practice some things. And JD, you know, the now you know, the operator of business, JD Smooth, comes out from the dressing room and says, everybody needs at least a half hour before you go back there.
In the locker room.
Rampage just did some damage.
In his pants. I was at a party, a birthday party for a nephew of mine.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't shit outside of my house. I just have a phobia of shitting outside of my house. Yeah. Like, no matter where I am on earth, I will go home to shit.
I'm glad I don't have that phobia.
So let's put it this way. I was in such an emergent situation that I shit at the party real quick. And I thought it was good. And then about half hour later or so, my wife drives me to the venue and then goes back to the party. I get to the venue and I go in the back. I'm not feeling right. My stomach's still fucked up. So I start popping out farts. And it wasn't like good farts. It was just like those ones that go, you know, like I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I call those warning shots.
Yeah.
It's when there's a turd in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get like a nice rip. It's just like a puff of air that escapes around the shit.
So,
yes.
So I start getting nervous that I'm gonna have to shit at the venue. And I don't like shitting in public. So finally, I had no choice. And I ran to the bathroom and I sat down. And I can only describe what came out of my butt as just the size of an asparagus. Nothing too impressive. But I literally used an entire roll of toilet paper wiping from that little asparagus dump.
Was it? Double ply?
No, it wasn't like a Scotch roll that you'd have in your bathroom. Mm-hmm. It was like an economy size.
Oh.
Like the big fucking donut rings of fucking toilet paper. Mm-hmm. I went through the whole thing. I got so nervous that I was almost going to call an ambulance because I thought I was just leaking.
To what? Just carry you home?
No, I thought I was leaking.
You didn't think it was ever going to end, did you?
No.
Fashion him a diaper?
Yeah. I was so scared.
You should be.
Because like I was like, it was wiping like every wipe for like 15 minutes was just as much shit as the first one.
You know what happened is you cut yourself short and you still had some actual like shit log ready to come
maybe.
Out.
Maybe.
No, no, no. Like so you were
you had a turtle's head popping out.
He was in the comfort zone and what you were doing is you were just wiping the edge of the shit every time.
Well, I did leave out an important part. It was also
it's like if you had a tube of toothpaste and you were squeezing it and you use your toothbrush to clean it off, but there's still that little bit. Right?
Actually, you know what? That's a perfect description because it was almost like if you held a toothpaste upside down and just squeezed it, it was still hanging.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where I saw the reflection of the shit in the water. And it was just hanging. It was just hanging before it came out, and I started wiggling my ass to grandfather clock it out of my ass.
By the way,
like pendulum.
Pendulum shit.
This is a good thing to point out why the shows have been a little on a lull lately is because we really haven't had a lot of shit talk.
That might be true.
It gets us going. I'm not.
So in more ways than one.
Yeah.
So before I opted to call an ambulance, right, I was like, all right, quick thinking. I used my right elbow and I hit the flusher. And then I got more toilet paper right before I ran out, and I soaked it in the fresh, clean water. I used that to like...
It's not fresh, clean water.
Wait, you used toilet water to wipe your ass?
Yeah, I had to clean it out, man.
The sink was probably a foot away from you.
No, somebody would have walked in.
I've been in this bathroom in this building. If you're in the shitter, you open the door, and you could reach the sink if you're standing at the door of the stall.
I'm still at the birthday party.
Yeah.
All right, this is at the
venue. At the venue, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I flushed the toilet, nice, fresh, clean water, and I sogged up a fucking ball of TP.
I'm getting
you do realize that you just wiped your ass with water that has shit residue from, like, 2 dozen firemen.
Yes.
Oh, I'm grossed out.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah.
I flushed.
Yep.
One of the worst things in the world, and Kev can vouch for me for this, is when your balls do a little teabagging in the toilet water.
Talking about
clean or not. You want to see your balls go up into your stomach quick, you dip them in some toilet water.
I've never had that problem.
I'm like, yep.
Always in the moment, I'm like, I got to find somebody to wash my balls now.
Yep.
And then I forget by the time I'm wiping and I'm over it.
And then you lick them clean.
Yeah, I can't get it to reach.
Yeah.
At a show, actually, I was getting dressed and I decided to display my testicular elasticity. So I just took my ball bag by the scrot. Up near the top, just started swinging it. And I'm like, hey, everybody, take a look.
And it was like the size of a lasso.
And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you have so much ball skin? Why are your balls so big?
Deal with it. Cowboy Carl Balls over here.
Yeah.
That's like not something to be proud of, apparently.
What?
Having
what?
Huge balls.
Definitely
like,
proud of it.
No, sure. But like other people are like offended by it.
Offended or jealous?
I'm offended. Offended.
I don't think it was offended. I think it was just shocked because they hadn't seen something that impressive in a very long time.
No.
I don't know if big balls are impressive.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think that people, unless you have big balls, you can't appreciate it.
Unless you flap them over the eyes of an unexpecting broad, you can't appreciate it.
Like, I can go ahead and...
Whoa.
Whoops. Oh, somebody here?
Party time.
I think that even chicks don't dig the sack.
What?
Like, the big sacks? Chicks don't dig big sacks.
What do you mean?
Because there's just so much dirt that accumulates on those
things. No. No.
There's got to be.
You never had a chick that was just like, oh, it would be great if you put those balls in my vagina too.
Wow. How could you do that?
You know, you just kind of plunk them in. You'll
be like Ron Jeremy, like squeezing them real hard.
Like Claire Plunk?
No, I'm lying. I never done that. Okay. But have you ever heard, this is a real thing. It's called two dogs in a bathtub.
No.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
It's when you have your schlonger in the vagina, and then you put both of your balls in the girl's ass.
No.
And like in the hole, in the asshole?
Yes.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's real.
Do you know how bad that would
hurt? It's real.
Oh, my God, there's a mutt in here.
And the reason it's called two dogs in the bathtub is because they say it's just as hard to do as it is to keep two dogs in a bathtub.
Wow. Okay, I got you.
I mean, I guess they can relate.
Yeah.
But I don't see how it's possible. You know how hard it is just to get a rod up in the butthole?
actually, no. I've never had to do it.
Oh, I mean, no, me neither.
Right. Are you scared? Hi. We have guests and pizza. We're talking about testicles, Mrs. McGuire.
Was your mom laughing at Matt's belly?
Oh, shit.
You know what? I just realized we still got Joni standing here, and we don't even have the cameras on.
So what's going on, guys?
Welcome back, D-Man.
Hey, welcome back.
D-Man. Sorry, I had to step upstairs for a minute.
Nice hat.
Communist.
I'm wearing red for you guys.
Oh, shit.
That's it?
That's it, man.
You got your dump stories out of the way?
No, I was just explaining to them about two dogs in a bathtub.
Two dogs in a bathtub.
I feel like this is something you would have heard of.
I'm feeling like something you've done. Probably to Matt before we got here.
You're fucking a girl.
Okay.
And you put your testicles in her ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
While you're fucking
her. That's it?
Yeah.
Wait. That's it? Are you fathoming what
he
just said?
I told you he's done it.
Can you picture shoving both testicles in a butthole?
No.
It can't happen.
No.
It's impossible, actually.
Not with mine, no. Maybe you're a little nugget.
I've seen some gaping holes.
Whoa, who are you talking to, him? Okay.
My Tic Tacs. No, just the thing about pushing the back of your nut into a butthole, that would hurt. It'd probably pop.
Probably.
Into the microphone.
Yeah, into the microphone. Maybe you fucking chub rock.
Oh, it's turned off.
I've had plenty.
Don't mind if I do. Thanks.
Wow.
Man,
what is this? I leave for 2 seconds, the whole show derails?
Well, no, we were talking, and then you came back, and I was like, hey.
It actually derailed when you came back.
Yeah.
You conceded pig.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah, we had a good little synergy going with Steve and I here.
Anything cool or interesting happened to you?
We were talking about butt sex. It was great.
No, pretty standard.
A lot of shitting.
Who is this Dawson fellow in the chat? You know him, Matt?
Dawson.
He's a coworker of ours.
Yeah. Well, he said he had two. I don't know why he said this. He had two massive explosive shits today.
Well, I was talking about my shit story.
Milk shits from cereal, cloudy brown water, and smelling like Staten Island mixed with Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yum.
Wow, that's a pretty brutal cognition.
Any Bayonne in there?
So he did basically a parkway shit.
Mm-hmm. Turnpike shit, actually.
Turnpike, okay.
That's a 127 right there.
Yeah. Can't wait to get my 114s back.
Hey, Dawson, if you're listening, you got to send game requests to Steve Rogers and Rampage Rogers.
Yeah, do both of them.
Just saying.
Who's Steve Rogers, by the way? Is that Captain America or something?
Yeah, Captain America.
Yeah, Joe, send Rampage all the mystery treasures also. Yeah, just double you up.
Chicago.
Yeah. The band?
Nope. The city.
Oh, Obama's place.
Yes. Obama's.
Obamo.
That's an Irish place, right? Obama's? Mm-hmm. Okay. A school board member has been fired. I'm sorry, has filed a lawsuit against a teacher in her district for duct taping her 11-year-old son's face after telling him to stop talking in class. So, this teacher, kid was talking, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, she thought a little bit ahead. She put an index card on his mouth, mm-hmm. and then she wrapped duct tape around the kid's head.
Okay.
So, as not to rip off his lips, I guess.
Oh.
But it did rip out parts of his hair.
Yeah.
And left some pretty big welts on the side of his face where there wasn't a note card. Mm-hmm. So they're suing the shit out of her.
yeah.
What is with the duct tape on the face? Wasn't that last year we had the... Last year, yeah. Last week, we had that monster that was duct taping her kid's face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kev Folker.
Did she ever accept...
No.
These people just
She's probably in hiding.
Mm. Or she's dead.
She probably skipped out on the state.
Can you imagine how many people do dumb shit now and people see it in the news and just look them up on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I do it all the time.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're not man enough to poke them, pussy.
No, because I want nothing to do with it.
You guys are poking these bros. I'd love to see this dopey kid after they take the tape off and he's just got like a rectangle of no damage around his mouth.
Yeah.
And then the whole rest of his face is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like Two-Face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
My question is, how did she actually do it?
She just put an index card over his mouth and then she started the duct tape around his head. He was 11?
How did he let her do it? I would just beat her up.
I don't know.
Beat her up.
Beat her up.
I definitely would pinch her nipples.
Wow.
Man, purple nurple.
Get off me.
Well, she took it off of him when she discovered that he was basically sitting there and crying.
Okay.
And allegedly tore out chunks of hair.
So she has a heart.
Well, this ain't fun anymore.
Yeah. Oh, he's crying? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And they're saying the kid is having nightmares and anxiety about it and stuff like that.
I think that's an exaggeration to get more dough.
Yeah, well, this teacher is fucked. Or the school. I don't know.
Well, the board's going to be fucked.
Yeah.
They're going to have to pay a lot of fucking money.
Anytime he hears that, like, the sound when you separate duct tape from the roll, that...
Yeah.
He's just going to piss himself.
He's going to start jerking off.
I just don't understand how she actually did it.
Well,
you see what you do
let
is
her do it.
What you do is you take the little end of the tape and you pull it and it separates from the roll.
It makes an awful noise.
And then you can apply it to whatever surface you need.
Mm-hmm. And I learned recently that it's duct tape, not duct tape.
Well, there's a brand duck.
Yeah.
But the product itself.
Duct.
Yeah. Tape. It's never been duct.
It is for taping ducts together.
Yes. Not ducks.
Ducked.
Because that would be silly and
or
cruel.
Children.
Well, the parents are saying this kid, he sang all the time and he wanted to be a pop star.
Oh, of course.
But now he's very quiet and reserved after this incident. Okay.
Let's add a couple more zeros to the fucking lawsuit.
He has post-traumatic stress disorder. He's no longer the outgoing child he once was.
Yeah, so now he's going to illegally obtain a gun. And bypass all the Chicago gun laws.
And
shoot up people. Thanks.
You know what? I should have sued back in third grade.
Oh, boy.
With Miss Backmonster.
Yes!
Backmonster?
That's not a real name.
Okay, that
was her nickname, which is very close to a real name.
Very close. What was her trademark phrase, by the way?
Was that the hoe?
Yeah, that was it.
Ho!
Oh, that's what we came up with, right?
Jim Duggan?
No, she did that.
She said it was. Didn't she break up a fight or something?
She would yell, but that was like her way of rounding up the students.
Well, judging by that,
come on, tough guys!
She probably broke up the fight by swinging a 2x4.
Well, we had a black woman.
Oh, she could do it.
We had a black woman in second grade that her trademark was
ringing. Did you just say segregate?
No. She would ring a bell to get our attention.
Oh, that was old school.
Yeah. She'd ding, 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 ding. And everybody like, she means business.
If somebody was smart, he would have got up and started boxing.
Yeah.
But anyway. She died.
She died
she's buried with her bell.
But in 1987.
Miss Backmonster literally stood me up in front of the board, the chalkboard,
mm-hmm.
and made me face the class. And then they would raise their hands, and she'd pick one to make fun of me. That's a true story.
I'm not making that up.
I'm not making that up.
She fucking just roasted you in front of the crowd.
Yeah.
In front of the class.
because I did something stupid during recess. There was a ball out in the middle of the grass field, like, you know, 500 feet away, maybe more than that.
Oh, Steve number one kick during kickball?
It might have been him that did that. And then I went to, I was like, oh, go get it. And then I just kicked it farther when I got to it just to, like, waste more time. And then I got in trouble for that. So then she made everybody make fun of me.
So well, she roasted you, basically.
So she's like... She's
yeah, but
like,
I won in the long run.
So she's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, because you're alive and she's dead.
No, actually... No.
She's still alive?
No, this is actually a pretty
she
funny story.
She might still be alive, yeah.
That's a very funny story, actually, yeah, to go with this. A few years after I graduated high school...
Mm-hmm. You went back and raped her.
Yeah!
This is more than, this is more than 10 years after
you just ruined... I can't get any higher than that. I was at a, I was working at a gas station, and here she pulls in to the gas station.
Oh my God, he did rape her.
You gave her non-premium gasoline.
Oh fuck.
No.
Charged her for premium.
As soon as I seen her face, I knew exactly who it was, because she was burned into my memory.
You don't
she
forget
ruined
that.
My life.
You so you set her on fire.
But I
burned
noticed...
in the memory. He covered her in gasoline. Gone.
This teacher's on
she
fire.
She kind of looked like a more Irish Roseanne.
But, yeah, it's true. And just as big, if not bigger.
Or well, bigger.
Wow.
Hence, back monster. So... I look, I recognize her face immediately, but I noticed something very, very different. Mm-hmm. She was bald. Completely bald.
Oh, no.
Just a few Homer Simpson hairs. Right?
Now, not like Miley Cyrus, like haircut bald, like she like lost her hair.
Oh, Miley Cyrus is hot. No, she lost her hair. And while I was working at this gas station, I was doubling up on jobs and working as a auto parts delivery person. And I was delivering... to her brother.
What?
Yeah.
It was her brother?
Her brother owned a auto repair shop on the highway.
Oh, okay.
Back Monster. You know?
Back Monster Auto Parts.
I had found out. I had found out only a few days beforehand. And because of the name. The name was similar.
Back Monster.
I asked him if he was related to a teacher.
It's a very unique name.
He told me, yeah, my sister used to be a teacher, but she had a real, troubled child that she dealt with, like always causing problems.
Oh my God!
And he
said,
at the time, he gave the years, like say, like 10 years ago. And in my head, real quick, I did the math. I'm like, that would have been me. It was me. It ended up being me. She had real bad anxiety attacks and everything after
because of you.
Yeah. Well, my grandmother went in after that and fucking ripped her up to the principal, and she got in trouble.
Nice.
And she developed real bad panic attacks and like anxiety issues, lost her hair. He told me that she like lost most of her hair.
Oh, so it wasn't cancer?
Oh, where'd she lose
it? No, it wasn't
it?
Cancer. It was just she like broke down and had this emotional breakdown because of me. So I won in the long run. Great.
More importantly, what did the kids say about you?
Yeah. I was like a fuck gay and shit like that.
They're like, he puts
you can't color.
He puts all these pictures up of himself and I can't.
You can't color and stuff like that.
I mean, he actually thinks ICP is good.
A couple kids call me losers and shit.
Wow. He's a loser.
Yeah, I was a loser. For
his dad looks like Jake the Snake.
I kicked a kickball. Yeah.
The Snake and Earthquake.
Dude, we could do like fucking 4 weeks of just
he lives
what
in
people said about me.
Box.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Clutch has a good idea for... a TV show, Duck Dynasty.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah.
You know, real quick, Matt, what you just said about my dad's Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
And since I'm sure probably Twan's listening.
And that's it.
No, because he's probably familiar with this story as well.
Yeah.
Introduction to kindergarten, mm-hmm. Okay? My dad's there. Somebody goes, your dad looks like Jake the Snake Roberts. And I was like, yeah, he is. You know, like, that was like I was always a sarcastic asshole my entire life.
From that's because he is.
I was like, yeah, he is. That's Jake the Snake, all right. And I knew exactly who that was.
That's Jake the Snake,
but then
all right.
People decided to run with that and say that I really tried convincing people that my dad was Jake the Snake. So then I became an immediate loser because he really isn't Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Wasn't it the only black kid in Belford was the one who really spread that around a lot?
No.
What
the black kid with
say?
The Irish name?
No, it was a kid we went to school with who was like okay. A low life and probably in jail right now.
Yeah.
His initials are PL.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, he something did happen to that kid.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I found out today that apparently about 5 years ago, I told somebody that I'm partially colorblind, which I am.
Oh, really?
But I also told them while we were driving that it's a red-green colorblindness, and I have a hard time realizing if the light is red or green.
Oh. Well, and how would you just not know from the position of the fucking light?
Well, obviously, it was a joke.
Oh, obviously.
So this person reminds me today about it and said that for the past 5 years she's been hectoring me while driving because she thinks that I can't tell the difference between the lights.
Oh.
So that joke went about 5 years. I don't even know it. So that's my story.
Well, you did it. You won.
So for 5 years, I'm driving with this person.
You got in her head.
And she thinks I don't know what the
lights are. Yeah, you're not sure if they're going to stop at green. Yeah.
So she was always like, stop, stop, stop. I'm like, no.
Wow, wow, wow. You paranoid bitch.
So, I think the kids call that trolling,
so
right?
So that's you. So that's what happened to me all these years. It was called trolling?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a lot more that was said about you there. You just don't know it.
I know. Well, I try to ignore
you. Were the disgusting bagpipe farter?
Yeah.
Eater.
I eat bagpipes too.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Derek eats bagpipes. Because he was so fat.
Wow.
He was so fat and he's Scottish. People used to say he ate bagpipes. Because his belly looked like a giant bag that you would blow into for fucking making tunes.
You think you would pick Derek up and like squeeze his stomach?
Yeah, you could squeeze Derek and it would make fucking.
And you blow into his
those
cock.
Weird Scottish sounds.
They just go.
I mean, I think Matt could back me up with all the trolling the kids did about me. That it was just pure bad luck.
It was it. Okay, put it this way: kids would probably like get arrested now for doing the stuff they did to Steve.
And I ridiculous. Stood up like a man to all that shit.
He didn't. He cried.
No, man. I ignored it. Man, went home and made a hit list and shit. But
yeah,
never followed through. Mm-hmm. Well, you're lucky you didn't get any duct tape in the face.
It was close. I'd rather have duct tape mouth than put up in front of made fun of him in front of kids.
That is cruel and unusual punishment, but I'm sure you were a cruel and unusual child.
No, I wasn't.
No?
No.
Okay.
I was a dickhead.
Yeah.
No, I just did cartwheels during fire drills.
Yeah, I got a fucking detention for that in fourth grade. Who gets detention for doing a cartwheel?
Who does a cartwheel?
Me. And I was a round off.
A round off.
I did a round off and I got detention for it because it was during a fire drill. Like, what else am I going to do?
Stand there and wait.
I was bored as shit.
Yeah.
In high school, I was making out with a chick during a fucking fire drill. I didn't get in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah, did you put some digits in her?
No, but I felt her titties up and her fucking nipples were poking through her shirt.
Nice.
Damn.
Nice.
Here's a weird one.
That wasn't weird enough?
No. Louisiana man is suing a fertility clinic and an ex-girlfriend. After the sperm bank handed over two vials of his sperm in a paper lunch sack to the woman who then conceived the child without his permission.
Wait, what?
Wow. So this guy's ex-girlfriend went down to the sperm bank, which he donates to, got some of his sperm, and had a baby with his sperm. For what reason, I don't know.
Wow.
So he's suing the fertility clinic and his ex-girlfriend.
Well, the reason is obvious, Derek.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic here. All right.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Oh, that's it?
What?
All right.
She was just trying to get pregnant with his baby to get child support money.
Sure. She is trying to punish him for breaking up with him.
Wow.
With her. Yes. That's
by
his,
getting pregnant and getting child support.
Well, she can't get child support.
If she's an ex-girlfriend and is pregnant by him, she could just say, well,
yeah,
he boned
me. Pregnant from getting sperm at the sperm bank.
Here's the thing. He has to prove that.
Yeah. She's going to say that he fucking railed me last night in his Geo, and then now I'm pregnant.
Geo. That Geo.
Okay, you're right, Steven. Now he could be asked to pay child support for the 2-year-old boy.
See?
Despite never authorizing the use of his sperm or having met the child.
Is it illegal for me just to be like, hey, like post on my Facebook, like, hey, Jags, look, I'll bang you if you want a kid if you can't get one from your man?
What?
Like, there's dudes, like, say Matt can't produce a child. Man?
Mm-hmm.
And his wife wants to have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I'm just like, well, okay, I'll fuck you, give you a load and leave, and make for, 5 G's. Is that legal?
There are people that do that, and they bring up legal documents, and I'm sure it gets pretty hairy at times. Yeah. I actually know a guy who did that for a woman.
Yep.
Yeah. He was gay, and I think she was as well.
Surrogate inseminator?
Yeah. And so he gave her a baby, her and her girlfriend a baby. Yeah.
He fucked.
Nice. Yes.
For X amount of dollars.
Just to do it as a friend.
Did he get to fuck both of them?
That's what he said. I don't know.
So what?
That's pretty sweet, right?
Judging from what he looked like, I don't think they were lookers.
Can we go into some kind of aristocrat's business doing this?
Just fucking
start making babies all over the place. Yeah.
Little crats all over the place.
Yeah.
The aristocrats?
I'm sure it's probably
insemination service.
and then we'll raise them to be podcasters.
Now, in the case of that gay guy you just talked about, that's probably legit. I'm sure it's probably legal if you collect money from it. Unless you, maybe if you
I'm sure they went to a lawyer and had something drawn up that he's doing this per her request and he doesn't owe them anything.
I guess.
If he didn't do that, then he's a fucking idiot.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Isn't any different from prostitution?
I don't know. I guess because they're
gay. You're not paying for sex. Because
they're gay.
For, I don't know.
You're not paying for sex, though. You're paying for the baby.
See, I've always been afraid that chicks I fuck with were going to take my jizz and get pregnant with it. So that's why anytime I come, I just shoot it in my hand and eat it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
You dispose of it properly by digesting it yourself.
Nobody's getting pregnant with my jizz.
And
I'm
eat
keeping
it
all for myself. I'm recycling it.
Oh,
imagine how freaked out a girl would be.
Have you ever?
Like, and this is mine.
Have you ever tasted your own semen?
Obviously,
I think we've asked this before.
No.
Yeah, we went around the room.
Mm-hmm. When?
Oh,
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, because I. No, just recently.
Really?
Because I brought up the Vaughn thing. Like, from what I hear, it tastes pretty good. But he didn't say it. But he didn't say it outright like that at first. Yeah. He said,
"It tastes pretty good."
He goes,
said, "Like mine tastes good or
but,
something."
Yeah,
like it tastes like a Milky Way.
Pretty good. I've heard.
Mine tastes like Snickers.
But the immediate reaction was, wow.
Mine tastes like Raisinets.
Yeah, the immediate reaction to him was just like,
"Ah, Juju Beast."
What? Mine tastes like Mike and Ike.
New England clam chowder.
No.
Dude. Good and plenty.
If he tasted like New England clam chowder, I would blow him.
What?
What?
Ew, New England clam chowder isn't even that good.
What?
You need
delicious.
Hot sauce. You need hot sauce, mate.
Oh, God.
White with the hot sauce in it. And now, boom.
Is that the red or the white?
Oh.
All right, so Matt, what would... If you had to blow a guy, what would you blow him for? If
it was, what flavor?
Wait, what flavor would you blow him for?
Chicken and waffles.
Sirasosa or whatever that fucking chip is.
Yeah.
The Chinese
Sriracha.
What is it? Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sirasosa.
Sriracha. It's like a baseball player.
Isn't that where Macho Man was from?
Sriracha.
All right, man. What flavor would you blow a guy for?
Stuffed crust flavor.
Stuffed crust.
Well, I hope this is stuffed crust pizza.
Imagine a big mozzarella fucking goo just shooting out of the back.
Polio string cheese just flies out.
All right, Kev, you're up.
Fuck.
What flavor would you blow a dude for?
I don't know, dude. There's no flavor good enough.
Come on. Good this, is fucking, this is fucking Shock Top Honey Wheat Crisp.
All right. If there was a flavor good enough, I ain't doing like full-on blowjob. I'm just fucking tipping my mouth and just fucking handjobbing that whole thing. Cause
wow.
I'm,
yeah, because sucking's gay.
No, that's real gay.
Handjob, right?
And I'm just like... Are you almost there yet? I'm waiting for that apple taste.
But you got to swallow a good CC of it. So what's the flavor you're going for?
Nothing would make it worth it.
Come on, buffalo wings, what? Blue
paydays.
Cheese?
Yeah, blue cheese.
Paydays. You can put it right on wings.
Wow. Oh, never eat wings again.
You can put it right on the back of your molars.
Okay. Yeah. Right here, Kev. How about that?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
No.
So, what are you swallowing that for?
No.
All right, no, definitely not blue cheese. Come on, you gotta come up with a flavor. That's fucking great.
Fucking lollipop, dum dums,
deviled eggs.
Wow. Oh my god. I just gave him deviled eggs. You gotta blow me.
Now mine smell like deviled eggs. Is that all right?
After these messages, Derek, you're up.
I believe you are.
Wow. Why not you?
What? Because we're going around the room.
Well, I've been asking. I gotta have a second to think.
I don't know.
I already got it.
Chocolate covered cherries.
Mm-hmm. Faggot.
Chocolate covered cherries.
Yeah.
You blow a dude if he tasted like that?
I think I would blow a dude just if he had them. They're fucking good.
All right. That's how I can get them.
Yeah.
The first thing that came to mind is that just Cadbury eggs.
The cream eggs? The
cream eggs inside, yeah. If you just shot that down the back of my throat, I'd blow them all day and night.
All day and night.
Yeah. I would get some kind of orthodontal work just to keep my mouth open.
Wow. permanent hinge.
Yeah, at a perfect fucking degree of separation for his penis.
And the chat, Liquid Alloy, says, s'mores flavor, black marshmallow cock with hot fudge.
Nice.
Ooh.
And Clutch says, I'd go with Sonic sausage breakfast burrito with a hint of tater tots.
And a side of McRib.
Of course, he can't just have one flavor. He's got to have more than one.
Gross. And then he put Aura McRib.
Liquid Alloy is Dawson.
Well, I don't want to give the guy's name out.
Well, he had his name on there before.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like publicizing people's names.
My God, I can't believe Clutch went with more than one flavor. Like one flavor wasn't enough. He needs multiple things in his mouth.
You know what I would go for? China buffet flavor.
China buffet, everything. What's that? What was that Old Country buffet? Remember that?
I want some lo mein flavor, and then a little bit of spare rib flavor, and then the little Jello at the end.
You know what?
this might be a good topic to open up to the audience if they want to call in.
And a Sunday bar.
What's that number again?
7th. It's not coming up on there anymore. I keep looking over there.
Yeah, it's not
there. 732-361 Krat.
All right. I really do.
361-272.
Even for the ladies listening.
272 what?
If there's a
flight.
All right, I keep interrupting. Sorry. Even for the ladies listening, if there's a flavor that you wish your man or a guy you wanted to blow, what flavor he tasted like, that you would do it immediately.
Okay. Mm. Immediately.
Please call in.
Unhesitantly.
I just got a text message response.
Mm. Instant feedback.
Wendy's barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Wendy's barbecue sauce.
You know what's funny about this? Like when people say what they would want, I just picture that shooting out of a dish. So now I just picture brown barbecue sauce just flying all over, facializing everything.
I got a hickory brown sugar barbecue sauce with a burnt McRib dick.
Oh,
okay.
Ooh.
Oh, hello.
So Clutch likes the black fellas.
Yeah. The old
I want a little collard green sperm with some grape juice.
And some chitlins. Kool-Aid.
And a little yard bird.
Yard bird.
Cold 45.
Go ahead, Matt.
The Old Country Buffet was a place I used to hear you guys talk about.
In Keyport?
To.
I can't believe you never went there.
And,
Wait, in Keyport?
No, it was at the Monmouth Mall.
It was in the Monmouth
Mall. Oh, okay.
I think there still is one in...
I'm not sure what it is.
Is that the
exactly.
one that became the California Closets or whatever furniture store?
Oh, man.
I don't even know.
That just sounds like a fucking... Like,
yeah.
Anyway. I don't think I was ever invited to go with you guys. So.
Oh. Well, let me fucking go back in time and cry for you.
Yeah. That was you and former aristocrats like Eric and Craig and other guys.
Pat.
Lots of aristocrats.
DC Pat.
Oh. Different Pat.
I'm sure Rich Grandpa was there as well.
We got instant feedback.
Sure.
On the Facebook page from Jiggy Jen, actually.
Oh, my God.
She says she can't call, but she would like it to taste like success and victory.
How do you stick with food, you jerk?
Yeah, because there's no flavor for success and victory.
Now I'm not coming to visit her.
Okay, I got another response.
Mm-hmm.
Quaker Steak Lube Bullseye Sauce.
Okay.
Ah.
That.
A lot of barbecue fans out there.
Like barbecue.
It's like you got to man it up a little bit. It tastes like ice cream. You just feel even more like a fag, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, oh, great, sprinkles.
You're the one with chocolate cherries.
I want it to taste like chocolate sundae topped with bullets.
I want it to taste like napalm.
Tabasco and motor oil.
Mustard gas.
I want it to taste like Bush and early morning dew.
I want fresh linens. No, wait. Yankee Candle.
I want it to taste like a deer that I shot myself.
Yeah.
And then fucked.
I want it to taste like dirt.
I want it to taste like hand grenades and rape.
Yeah.
And razor blades and Playboy books.
I want it to taste like calloused hands.
I want it to taste like pork rinds and pig skins.
Yeah.
I want rotting carcass and corpse.
Dead pig.
Firestone tires and pumice stones.
Firestone. Oh, burning rubber on asphalt.
I want it to taste like... carburetors and Hummels.
Hummels.
I want it to taste like sea salt fries and dirty rotten algae.
Powdered concrete and saw blades.
Powdered concrete. Pre-mixed concrete.
Wood chips and steel. Hardwood floors and ceiling fans.
Pencil shavings and pencil shavings and pus.
I want it to taste like pussy.
I just want it to taste straight up like earlobe pus.
Cheeseburgers and
waffle fries.
Thank you. Oh my god.
Imagine it tastes like syrup, like maple syrup and powdered sugar.
Yeah.
I'd blow dudes all day.
All day.
Fried chicken and gasoline.
You could take a warded up penis and I'd blow it for fucking powdered up sugar. And some
just get
syrup.
Some powdered up sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
And syrup and pour it all over warded up dick and suck it.
Well,
warted up.
Hey, imagine that.
All right, I take back my deviled egg answer. I now have a real answer.
Okay.
French toast.
Ooh.
French toast is amazing. And it's really good as wheat toast. Wheat French toast.
Let's not fuck with the French toast. Just leave it alone. Yeah.
Why? You know, you can't deal
Italian
with the
Italian bread.
I'm going against
Italian bread?
Yeah. It's supposed to be stale Italian bread.
Like the long last fucking, like, sure. That you'd use for spaghetti?
Yeah.
Like, like a stale baguette?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that you, Kev?
Yes.
What did that taste like?
I wanted to taste
double
like,
eggs, I wanted to taste like double eggs and Budweiser.
I wanted to taste like croissants and Kevin's burp.
It tastes like burps and farts.
There you go, man. You got a good one.
It tastes like foie gras.
Is there any more chat room feedback?
Watermelon balls. And Clutch says, tailoring this to your NASCAR fans? Huh? Liquid Alloy says, I had a fart that sounded like Kevin's burp. I got to check my socks. See, that's what we call a callback.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, that's where I got the joke from.
Dude, I'm going to do that. I'm going to shit in a sock and then just like nunchuck in it because I'm like
swinging around.
Yeah, just shit. A big fucking pile of turds on the bottom where like the gray part is of the sock.
Call
just
them bum.
Fucking
bum.
Swing it.
Call them bum chunks.
When I used to wear long white socks, not just
with
these,
stripes,
not just these ankle socks. I would ball up one sock and put it in the other sock and swing it around and claim it looked like a sperm. And I did it at a park. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It does. Because the one sock balled up looks like the head of the sperm, and then you got the rest of the sock's the tail.
Yeah.
And I would swing it around, and I would let it go and just let it hit somebody. And one time I did it at a park, and I really let the thing rip, and it hit a girl in the back of the head as she was walking out of the park.
And she was pregnant.
And that was
instantly
it.
Pregnant.
Instantly.
Matt, remember the time we were leaving gym class? We were playing softball and I threw the ball into the pack of people that were putting their bats away? Do you remember that in high school?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, I left it out an important part of the story.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want more Kraken?
Yes. When we opened up the store of the show and I was talking about the shit, blah, 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 blah. Well, I left out an important part that I wanted to get to. And this was I was actually going to tell Kev this on the way in while we were riding here. And I was like, you know what? I'll just save it for the show.
It's about your doo-doo.
It's about my doo-doo. When I was doing that wiping shit, I got a nice big streak on my fucking index finger.
Oh.
All right? And I'm sure you guys have had this happen before, especially Derek. You know what I'm talking about, right, Derek?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Matt, you know what you've done it. You accidentally, a little wipe, a little, oh, there's some on my index.
Maybe on the side of the hand.
Well, I washed it about 6 times.
And it didn't stop sticking.
And it didn't stop sticking. My fingers smelled like shit.
Pure
and
shit.
And then I went out. I left the bathroom, and then somebody was, I was talking to somebody, and I was getting kind of close to them. They're like, yeah, is this like septic in here?
Right? Wow.
So it was definitely coming off my finger. Yeah. I knew what it was.
You're just waving that finger around, like leaving the trail of brown gas.
So I walk up to Fast Eddie, right? Mm-hmm. And I put my arm around him, which is the same arm that has the shit on the end of my finger.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
And I take my thumb and my index finger, and I shove it up his nose. And I'm like, and he's trying to get away, but I have him locked in now. And I'm like,
he's suffocating.
I'm like, point. You smell that? I smeared shit on my finger.
That smell like shit to you, boy?
It's pretty nasty.
Dude, he was so upset.
I bet he was.
I shoved my fucking shitty index finger up his nose.
Wait, then did you explain that to him, that there was shit on your hand?
Yeah, while I had my finger in his nose.
Yeah, well, like while it's up the nose, you're telling him.
Yeah, while my finger's up his nose.
That's great, because he listens to this. So yeah.
I know, like, I love him.
Now it's just reinforced the fact that you...
There's nothing he can do.
If there was any
it,
doubt though. In his mind, now he knows the whole story.
Oh, you're saying like if he didn't believe me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he
yeah,
believed no, me, because it smelled.
It's real.
He ran.
It's real. There's nothing he could do to stop it, though.
I can hear it pour.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Oh no! Disaster struck. I don't know what that pink paper was, but it's fucked now.
I didn't do cap that.
Steve just poured way too much ginger in his Kraken.
Not enough.
Just black. Foamed up.
Rum. Oh yeah, buddy.
But anyway. So how about that show this weekend?
It was pretty fucking good. Yeah. I was in a hardcore match.
Certainly was.
Yeah. Some were saying match of the year, not to toot my own horn.
Match of the year?
Match of the year he got, and someone handed him a fucking bratwurst.
No, that was a lie. They were in a tray when I walked through the curtain.
No. I'll take those.
No, the building gave us some of the leftover concessions, yes. And there was like sausage, peppers, and onions sitting in a tray. And I walk back and somebody goes, hey, you want one? I'm like, oh, sure. And I start walking, and I guess some of the guys in the dressing room didn't know that there was food.
Yeah.
So I'm just walking by eating this sausage sandwich, and they go, where'd you get that? And I'm like, a fan thought I was so good that on the way out, he gave me a sandwich.
I believed him. I thought a fan just handed him fucking a big bratwurst sausage.
Up until right now, Steve still believed that a fan thought the match was so good
That
he gave me a sausage sandwich.
Though I did go and get one after he had one that I should have put 2 and 2 together. By the way, Jiggy Jen came back with a real answer.
Oh, boy.
She loves
the taste of cum and wouldn't want it to taste like anything else.
Mm. Yeah, because Clutch called her out because we made fun of her. We called her a jerk on air. So then she said, they called me a jerk, ! Fuck that shit, ! Fine, ! Ejaculate chocolate and shit money. Then we won't hate your kind so much. Wow. !
Oh, and we also got egg rolls and mayo.
Ew. What?
And
wait, together? Like
yeah, I guess.
Egg rolls dipped in mayo.
And we also got JR's family barbecue sauce.
More barbecue sauce.
Yeah, people love their barbecue
sauce. Come on,
people.
I think we're coming to a conclusion that people would blow dudes for fucking BBQ.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's probably the manliest thing that would come out of
somebody. I mean, I'd also probably do it for pineapples.
Okay, so straight guys.
pineapples. That would hurt.
Straight guys would blow for barbecue.
Yeah.
You think gays would go for honey mustard?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Or pixie dust.
Mm.
Oh, we just came pixie dust.
Pixie sticks.
Mm-mm.
Did you ever snort one of those motherfuckers?
No, I can't say I have.
Oh, my God.
Did you, Matt?
No.
Why is it the no, like, duh, no?
Why would you do that?
Everyone did it, especially in our generation.
No, because I didn't do it.
I did. I only got a quarter of the way through the line, and it burned like a motherfucker.
The line.
Yeah, I made a little fucking
the line.
Like, yep.
I saw a girl snort a caffeine pill. In chemistry class. In sophomore year, I want to say it was. Maybe it was. No. Yeah, it had to be sophomore year. Yeah.
What
it was
an
a,
idiot.
It was disturbing.
Yeah. What was her reaction to that shit?
Nothing, because she probably did it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was, she had the caffeine pill. She took the mortar and pestle in the chemistry room, and she smashed it up. And she rolled up a dollar bill and snorted it right off the table.
You know where you fucked up? You should have just been like, yeah, I won't tell on you if you blow me.
Probably could have done that.
Yeah. You should have told her that you could blow barbecue sauce.
But the thing is, she did it in front
of... come barbecue.
She did it in front of like 5 people.
Yeah. So that you all could have been blown. Like, yeah. You could have hooked up a whole bunch of people getting blown.
She probably would have done it too.
You could have you could have brokered a sweet deal.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Yeah. But she was keeping an eye on the caffeine pill with one eye and... everybody else with the other.
Oh.
Y'all seen this?
Fuck one of those, huh?
Yeah. You know who it was.
One of those cross-eyed titties?
Mm. Yes. Yeah. It was it was definitely strange to see somebody, especially in high school, snorting anything, whether it was a drug or it was fucking sugar.
You know what else I've done that's stupid that no one would ever do because they're smarter? Remember we went to the diner, Matt, and this is back when one of those two twins were after you?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you were there for this. And I don't know if you remember this, but I sprayed Banaca directly in my eyeball.
Yes.
Because I didn't know it was going to be that much pain.
You wound up looking like
like I actually with one hand held my eyelids open and then just sprayed Benaca directly into my eyeball. Because I didn't know it was going to burn that bad. Like, I just figured, okay, this will hurt for a couple seconds. It'll laugh. For like an hour, I was like, I could. Oh my god, it was like intense pain.
Yeah. What's like the most surprising part of that story is that you actually possessed Benaca.
Yeah. I should start passing
it. I honestly thought it was just a plot for the longest time until I saw somebody really have it. I thought it was just a plot device on TV for creepy people to do something before they do something creepy.
Yes, he did have Benaca.
What's up, baby?
The most surprising part of that story to me was that Steve included the fact that I had twins after me.
Well, one of them, anyway.
Nah, kind of both of them.
Whoa.
But yeah.
Matt almost hooked me up with some chick one time that he met over the computer.
I didn't really hook you up with her. She just kind of liked you a lot.
Yeah, Kat, but her bill was like fucking 5'6", 480. Yeah, it was bad.
You know,
she had a ring around her waist like a fucking like Saturn.
You know, all I could think about right there, probably hell of a blowjob.
Well, you are right.
Probably.
You are right.
She probably could probably suck on your helmet so hard that your balls would start to gravitate up. Whoa. You need.
What was that?
You need to check yourself.
No, actually, you know what? This kind of smells like Pathmark.
What?
The aroma of like a food supermarket.
That particular pee filter smells very strange, and I don't like using it.
You can tell because of the cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today, in 1991, on March 3rd, the video of Rodney King is captured.
Yeah, you know what pisses
Rodney
me off
King
about that?
Beaten by Los Angeles police.
You know what pisses me off about that? Exactly what American History X said. Some guy filmed it when they were like halfway through the beating. Like, they didn't film anything beforehand what provoked the beating.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What provoked it?
Well, him attacking them.
No. Him being black and driving, that's what provoked it.
Wow.
And having a sideways cat.
Sure.
A sideways snapback.
Yeah. Not Rodney
Derek,
King.
Derek, it's the anniversary of the Rodney King beating.
What do you think of Rodney King, Derek?
I think he's dead.
Oh.
Is he dead? No.
Yes.
Didn't he just die like 2 years ago?
Like an hour ago?
An hour.
Oh, yeah.
June 17th.
From licking the backs of food stamps.
June 17th, 2012. Died of accidental drowning.
Yeah,
he was. Oh, that's right.
Right? Remember all the black people can't swim jokes that happened after that one?
Damn.
Yeah.
He smoked a bunch of weed, went for a swim, and never came back.
Wow, he was 6'3".
He's a tall fella.
Wow. That's why it took six cops to bring him down.
Yeah.
Big dude. Big old dude. Hey, dude.
King Rodney.
Known for victim of civil rights violation involving police brutality.
Wait, civil rights violation?
Yeah.
I like how they never bring up the arrest record he had after that.
well, it says it right here, robbery.
Yeah, he was a scumbag.
I want to go back to that real quick.
No, he was a victim of circumstance because he was a minority, and these are the standards that were set to
him. The thing was, is the cops that attacked him were black, and they just photoshopped white skin on them.
He's not a minority anymore because he's dead. Wow. And most people are dead.
Yeah, actually, he's a majority now. Yeah. Most people are dead. It's
most
so true.
Are dead.
Matt, comment.
I think that he was definitely unruly and
deserved a nice stick up the ass.
No, once they got him on the ground, they took it a little too far.
Hmm. So wait, you're talking like curb jaws and shit aren't. Yeah. That's not standard textbook police procedures?
I haven't heard that. I haven't read those regulations, but, you know, I don't see it as a civil rights thing. I just see it as, like, that's just what happens, or at least what did happen.
Isn't that what started the LA riots and all that shit?
Yeah.
Well the verdict of the case is what caused it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they got let off or some shit?
Well, they're like, you know, you're good white cops. You can just have... You can just go home.
You can just go home now.
And then that made a bunch of brothers be like, whoa.
I mean, they did beat him pretty good.
I remember that Sunny in Philadelphia episode when the fucking Danny DeVito was like, he was like in the middle of it and he was fucking jacking TVs too. That's fucking great. See, you know what stands out the most out of when you say Rodney King, the first thing that comes to my mind isn't the beating of Rodney King. It's the beating of that white trucker from all them black guys jumping him.
Yeah.
During the riots.
What was his name?
Fucking Joe Johnson or something.
Reginald something, right?
Reginald Denny?
Yeah.
Is that really his name? Like, you guys are like being legit right now?
Yeah. Gerald used to talk about that a lot.
I think Gerald's related to him.
Probably. He used to always bring that up.
Do you remember what I'm talking about, Derek?
Benedict Cumberbatch?
It was Reginald Denny.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
See, the guy was like,
see, that would be a hate crime too, but because he's gay.
That's a double whammy.
Allegedly.
Was he gay?
He is gay.
We covered this.
The Reginald Denny guy?
No,
Reginald Vell Johnson's
gay. I hate it when people, they'll call it like a reverse hate crime. If it's black on white.
Well, no, reverse hate crime. Reverse hate would be if it was black on black.
No,
reverse hate would be white on white.
No,
well if it's white on black, it's called racism. If it's black on white, they call it reverse racism.
What's the word for it?
Retarded.
No, that's
stupid.
Some people use that incorrectly. That's taken out of context. Reverse racism is like when a black person hates all the black people.
No, I've actually seen it where
I know
black guys attack a white guy, and they called it reverse racism. Yeah. As if racism is just white people hating on.
Here, I thought
that's
reverse racism
ignorance
is
ignorance.
I thought reverse racism is when you accept other people's races.
That would be reverse, wouldn't it?
That exactly where I would. Yeah,
that would be inverted racism.
The thing that I hated was like,
it's like
the hate crime,
like a reverse pile driver, and inverted atomic drop.
Or if you're in Photoshop, it's Control I.
Exactly.
It's been said before, I'm sure, but the whole like. The punishment being more excessive because it's a hate crime. You don't commit crimes because you love other people.
Sure.
Like, everything's a hate crime.
I actually got into a debate about that on Facebook.
He hates these cans. The Jerk, anybody? No one saw The Jerk.
Nope.
Nobody saw The Jerk.
Quick,
with Steve Martin.
Fire off the cricket sound.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll let Steve Martin know that his movies are falling upon deaf ears.
Hey, he's my uncle.
Yeah, and actually, I'm related to him also.
I got into a debate about this whole thing because somebody had written, and I don't know how true this is. I think it might just been an idiot taking some story he read the wrong way. But there's a guy from Ohio that I know on Facebook wrote that there was a law passed where if you're essentially assault a homosexual, you could face up to 5 years in prison.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which I pointed out that, well, you know, that's local government saying gays can't defend themselves, mm-hmm. so we have to step in and do it.
Sure.
It's all right. We'll protect you. Mm-hmm. Come on, pansies.
And so, I mean, for a group of people that demand equality, mm-hmm. like, why would you want something like that?
It's called protected minorities.
It's like people in wheelchairs. They want to be mm-hmm. just like everyone else, yeah. but then we got to put ramps up.
Yeah, use the
fucking schools
stairs.
And other government
get
buildings.
Get up and walk up those steps.
Yeah, get up those stairs on your own. You want to be just like me? Walk.
Or just ask one of your friends to give you the little fireman's carry up the top.
There you go.
You know what? You know what? You're saying that for a little LOL. Mm-hmm. But we've had buildings where we've wrestled in with stairs, and fucking Dapper would make the locker room empty out to carry somebody's in their wheelchair up and down the stairs.
Sure.
Well, that's because they're ticket holders.
Put a fucking ramp in there.
Well,
I don't want to have to do this shit.
Or just tell them to
did you have to
people
carry
just
him?
Watch me get hit with a fucking chair, and now I got to carry fucking Wheelie Jones down the stairs. Come on.
That fucking rhymes.
Wheelie
You're
Jones.
A poet, and you didn't even know that you were one.
Oh.
Wait, what were you going to say, Steve?
Nothing.
Oh.
Just listening. Enjoying the show,
No, I was going to say it's retarded. You don't sell tickets to a wheelchair-bound person.
Now, I've always wondered, if you're in a wheelchair, do you only have to pay like half a ticket? Because you already have your own seat.
It's true. Hey, bring your own seats.
Yeah. But you use up probably two times the space.
Yeah,
because of the fucking wheels.
But I mean, if you wheel them up to like the last row and stick them on the end, it doesn't really make that big a difference.
Fire hazard.
They're just a rolling fire hazard. That's it.
Now, what was it going to say with that? The whole protecting, like if I assault a straight person in Ohio, or if I assault a gay person. You know, I'll get more punishment for assaulting a gay person whether or not I care that they're gay.
Yes.
So that's like unconstitutional.
Yes.
So
So wait a minute. What if I'm gay, which I'm totally not, mm-hmm. unless you
allegedly
taste like Cadbury's, and I beat up another gay? Mm-hmm. Do I get that same penalty or what?
No,
that's gay.
Just say you're gay. That's it.
Yeah, anybody. That actually, a buddy of mine. That was his big defense. He's like, I've watched him almost in fight say, "If you hit me, I'm just telling the cops you did it because I'm gay." And to my knowledge, he wasn't gay.
Wow.
But he got out of a lot of situations by doing that.
Incredible.
All you gotta do is say, "I'm a faggot too."
All right. So, now this is a serious question. Let me reiterate, serious question.
Okay.
Black guy beats up a black, or white guy beats up a black guy because he doesn't like him because he's black.
Hate crime.
Hate crime, goes to jail for 75 years instead of two. 75. Okay. I'm exaggerating. Black guy mm-hmm. beats up another black guy mm-hmm. because he hates black guys for being the N-word. Probably is he going to get the same crime penalty?
Probably gets put in an institution.
For 2 years. He doesn't get the whole hate crime gimmick, does he?
Probably.
Even not. If he's flat out saying, I hate the N-word, people. When I'm black and I stand over white power.
When I did grand jury, the prosecutor made it very clear that what you hear on TV in terms of like what is considered a hate crime is highly exaggerated compared to what actually goes through the system.
The books.
Yeah. Like you'll hear about.
So people throw that around a lot, but to actually get jailed for a hate crime, it has to be pretty severe.
Most of the time, because we had a handful of hate crime charges, I don't think a single one of them went through. I think every time the hate crime charge was dropped. So they'll talk about people getting charged for hate crime, which that just means somebody said. Somebody said that, you know.
You could sue anybody for anything. Doesn't mean that it's actually.
But by the time you get indicted, he wrote that up to us. And
can you sue somebody for being a sight for sore eyes? Because Derek hurts my eyes.
Wow. A sight for sore eyes means a good thing.
Yeah, I guess.
That means you're tired of looking at all the shit around you.
Your eyes are sore.
You're enjoying looking at me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. So then what would it be if I was the opposite?
Fat and ugly.
Wow. Can you sue Derek for being like
a portly monster?
Oh, you know what?
A portly monster.
An eyesore. That's what you mean.
Okay.
Ew. Yeah. Like a fucking bunion on your eyeball.
Got another jizz flavor, by the way.
What's that?
Sushi and pork chops.
Ooh. Mm. At the same time?
Well, the person initially wrote shame, and I demanded that he give a real food and call them a cunt.
Nice. Okay. Steve number one texted me. He's not listening to the show or anything, but he said he ate McDonald's earlier, and his shit was black. Wow. WTF?
That means he's got internal bleeding. Healthy.
Black shit is not healthy. It's the opposite. Right.
That's the sign of internal bleeding.
Yeah. Well, more coffee grounds, actually, to be honest with you.
Either that or he had some Pepto-Bismol. Pink Bismol.
I've had straight black poo before, but
yeah.
It was solid.
Like as black as China's hair and fucking bra tits. Top. what do you guys think he ate? I'm going to text him. I'm going to ask
him. I know exactly what he ate.
Go ahead, Steve.
Blood.
He had chicken nuggets.
Sure. That's
fries. And a fucking 2 liter of soda.
2 liter of blood.
it is definitely going to be like a 10-piece nuggets. That's it. Like he's a 30-year-old man. He still just gets a 10-piece nuggets. Like, I understand like if you like, you know, chicken or something like that. That's fine. But
is it bad that I get angry that people don't have more sophisticated palates by the time they're an adult?
Oh, no, not at all.
I work with a guy who still eats Lunchables. Mm-hmm. He's 23.
Lunchables.
And he eats Lunchables.
Does he do it for portion control or does he do it because he loves it?
Blame it on his parents?
He just said they're delicious.
I actually had one last week.
You have children.
Pepperoni pizza one.
Yeah. He doesn't. He's fresh out of college, got a job, brings Lunchables to his job and eats them.
If he's doing it for the excuse of portion control, I can almost understand
that. No, he's not. He said he does it because they're delicious.
I just like
them. And it's not like, you know, oh, it's just like.
No, it's true.
He gets like the pizza, and he'll sit there at his desk and make a little Lunchables pizza with the sauce and the cheese.
So it's an artistic thing.
He just didn't.
Not autistic, artistic.
He didn't grow out of it.
To be honest with you, I can understand the annoyance because Steve number one is the most annoying eater in the world.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at the Facebook?
A
listener just sent us a very awkward picture.
Who?
I remember this.
Can I see it?
So I think it's Piper and Bob Orton and they're
with the midget. That's a classic Piper's Pit.
Is that
right
Bobo
there.
Brazil?
What's wrong with his fucking head? He looks half white.
They're shaving him? What's going on?
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, they shaved his head.
Oh, was that because of like Adrian Adonis or something like that?
Keep it on give the story on track
real
quick.
That was before that.
Give him a story on track real quick. Steve number one is the most annoying eater in the world.
Sure he is.
Like, he will sift through French fries and not eat certain ones.
And he will, like, shake his hand.
Oh, I get it.
In a very strange manner.
It's a screenshot from Rodney King.
Oh,
God. The Rodney King meeting.
He'll, like, pick up a French fry, and he'll, like, look at the fry, and, like,
he'll inspect it.
He'll, like, give, like, a 360-degree rotation of the French fry, and if he doesn't like it, he'll just, like, toss it to the side. And then, like, by the time he's done, he has a perfectly edible pile of fries that he discarded. Just because, like, they were a little too pointy, a little too crispy, you know. And he does it with steak, too. Like, sometimes he'll, like, he always orders a steak whenever we go out anywhere.
When he can afford it.
Well, that's just it, though. He only goes out when he can afford to order a steak. So, he'll have, like, a quarter of a steak left on his plate. I'm like, what are you doing? He was just like, oh. He's like, it's no good. I'm like, yeah, you want to bet? Gone.
Yeah, he's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, he eats moon pies.
Constantly.
Yeah, no, constantly. Not just one moon pie moves on.
Amazon.com is under fire.
Oh, yeah?
For
racism?
Wait, are we going to lose our jobs?
No. Okay. Amazon is continuing to offer T-shirts advocating domestic violence on its website.
Mm-hmm.
These are those Keep Calm things that are all over the place.
Yeah.
I believe we got one that says Keep Calm and Listen.
Yep.
Well, they have ones that say Keep Calm and Hit Her.
Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Also one that says Keep Calm and Rape a Lot.
Okay. Nice. But Amazon doesn't make these.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't, but they sell them through a third party, and people are basically up in arms, you know,
whining about it.
Hey, guess what, people? You don't have to buy it.
No. Yeah.
What they're worried about is that other people are going to buy these shirts and they're going to start doing that.
Okay, so how about you go after the consumer for buying it and not the fucking person?
Like, you're going to see a T-shirt and go, oh, that's a good idea. I think I'm going to hit or rape someone.
You know, it says keep calm and rape.
Hey, as long as I'm calm.
It's fucking, this guy's on to something.
I'm just doing what the T-shirt told me to. The company, well, go ahead.
Wait, you think you can get away with it then? If, maybe, like, you get busted for rape and you're just like, dude, I saw a shirt and it told me as long as I did it calmly, it was okay.
It was on Amazon, so I thought it was legit. The company withdrew the rape T-shirts sold by the Solid Gold Bomb Company from its UK site and later pulled the shirts with the slogan Keep Calm and Hit Her.
I'm just picturing, like, one dude sitting in his house, like, hand printing these and just smoking weed and being like, all right, I guess I can't.
We had a friend who passed away a number of years ago, and he had an idea for most offensive T-shirts .com, which shortly after became a real website.
Yeah,
yeah, and he wanted to put like all those offensive like those images that were coming up, like fuck the skull of Jesus, and you know,
oh,
remember those stuff? Yeah. Like, he wanted to make
Krang licking Peggy Hill's.
Yeah, but he wanted to make all that stuff just like into T-shirts, and it wound up becoming a successful website shortly after.
See that? You got to be in there first.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be the first one to rape calmly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Keep calm and rape.
Keep calm and fuck the skull of Jesus.
I mean, that's fucking dumb. Like, you can't go after Amazon for doing that. Like, are you gonna go to a flea market and be like, no,
English Town Auction sells porno,
stop allowing people to sell this stuff?
Yeah. And I mean, how many things do you think are on amazon.com? I'd say at least 100.
I would say a bajillion.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
I would say more than you could imagine.
So there's no way that they it's not like they're even stocking the stuff. Like, you know, these are
like
third
stocking stuffers.
Stocking stuffers. That would make a great stocking stuffer. Here you go, Junior.
go ahead and rape.
Yeah. No, they're, you know, there's a guy who sells these and he has the stock and he makes them, and Amazon just
Now, a shirt that encourages rape.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive. But if you have a baby onesie that says keep calm and rape, that's cute.
That's adorable.
I think that's adorable.
I like the one that says hung like a horsey.
Yeah.
I've never
you can make
that.
The baby shirt that says, like, keep calm, don't abort me just because of rape.
Yes. spit happens. Or, what is it? It says like poop loading, and it has like the bar. Oh, it's up to like 75%.
But it's brown?
Yeah. Oh, Christ. Actually, yeah. It's the baby, so it'll be like black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
See, that's knowledge you're privy to.
Yeah. When babies are born, they have black shit.
I've never had to deal with baby poop.
And then
ever.
It looks like, and then it looks like mustard.
Yeah.
I'm starving. Do we have any mustard?
No, but I mean, we got some blue cheese.
Yeah, that'll do.
Okay.
And,
Why don't we take a break?
Well, we are out of here, huh?
Yeah, it's been good. See y'all Thursday?
I can't wait to listen to the show so I can hear it for the first time.
I think we basically mostly talked about shit.
Yeah?
It was a decent show.
Yeah.
By shit, you mean just generic stuff?
No, just
no, feces.
Actual,
oh,
know,
fecal matter.
Excrement.
Oh, that's no good. Aristocratsradio.com. CWERadio.com.
Still 11 away from 700 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
At Corey Havoc, please.
Go to aristocratsradio.com or wearecrats.com.
We are.
And we got all the links there to our Facebook, our Twitter, YouTube channel. You can watch the shows. Not this week's show because
there's no video.
The computer took a dump. It happens. And we will see you on Thursday.
Funkdifiedwrestling.com.
Unless you're listening live, in which case we'll see you in about 5 minutes.
AKA Too Rude.
Too Rude.
At UMK Shop.